could probably take Max and Asa, turn them loose, and they could figure out how to save the entire Housatonic.
Bonnie Silvers, vice chair of the Southern Berkshire Regional School District Committee, certainly has confidence in Mount Everett Regional High School seniors Max Lowenstein and Costa Cassavant, and for good reason. Other than being high-achieving students, Lowenstein explains growing up in Sheffield, Massachusetts means you get to know the Housatonic River pretty well.
Periodically throughout elementary school and even up into middle school and high school, teachers will have you do reports on the Housatonic or little research projects on water quality. So it's, you know, something that's an item of interest and has been for a long time for me just because of where I've grown up.
In early October, they'll head to China to give their presentation at the 3rd Annual International Symposium on Water Resources Protection for high school students. Cassavant says they have studied the river's history, including what's being done to remove harmful chemicals.
Bioremediation definitely seems like a viable option to cleaning the river. It's a lot less invasive when compared to the traditional process of dredging, which is very harmful to the local ecosystem in the river. And overall, it just feels like a much better method. It's a lot more interesting and more complicated in a sense because it requires certain chemicals and natural agents to help break down the pollutants. But through more research and more testing, it seems like it can be a very viable process.
As two of just 334 students in grades 7 to 12 at Mount Everett, Lowenstein and Cassavant will also be the only students from the United States going, joined in China by peers from Germany and Hong Kong. Even with that in mind, Lowenstein, who's interested in studying biotechnology in college, doesn't feel much weight on his shoulders.
Specifically, I'm really looking forward to the food, because I'm something of a foodie.
And despite the 15-hour flight, Cassavant says the time will be well worth it.
My goals after high school are to go into business and typically international business, so I feel like this will give me a good feel for the international feel and, I guess, international mindset. But I also hope to learn a lot from the other countries that I'll be presenting and their local issues that they're choosing to discuss.
Mount Everett teachers Wendy Casey and Stephanie Graham will be tagging along with the students. Casey, an English and teen leadership teacher, says the students won't be the only ones learning.
You know, the educators will be talking amongst themselves in terms of kids these days and, you know, what works and what's motivating and what's effective. And, yeah, I think that's going to be very exciting.
Graham teaches fine arts and also advises a travel club called Beyond the Berks. She says experiences away from home during high school can help with any college transition.
When they do finally go, it could be a culture shock. So I think exposing them as much as possible at a young age will sort of keep them more open-minded about new experiences and meeting new people.
The team from Mount Everett will be joined by trip coordinator Karen Pagoda, who reached out to school committee member Bonnie Silvers about the opportunity. Silvers explains.
She said, "Do you think your district would be interested?" And I think it took our superintendent, David Hastings, and our high school principal, Glenn Devote, about 1 nanosecond to say yes.
The group will also sightsee and visit areas like Shanghai during the 8-day trip. While the group is in China, their expenses are covered by the symposium sponsors, but at a cost of roughly $2,300 per person, airfare and visas are not. The district is asking anyone interested in helping defray the cost call Mount Everett Regional High School. Silvers hopes the trip can form a lasting connection between Mount Everett and the international schools.
Neighbors of mine have said, "Well, does this mean we could possibly have an exchange student who could come and stay in our home? I want my kids to have the experience."
Reports from the symposium will be compiled into a book that will be available in various languages. After they return, Lowenstein and Cassavant will present their Housatonic project and talk about their experiences abroad during a community event. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.